Are you referring to an interagency sort of regulation or an
regulation
of the State Department?
We've been talking about lead agencies and all that. If you're drafting these regulations and you're doing the study, is the Department of Law going to be the prevailing lead agency there? Are you going to back off to, say, whoever, Fish and Game or what have you, or to the special interest group in the state?
The Department of Law's function is to basically to represent our clients. Our clients happen to be the state agencies.
Not the people, but the state agencies.
Well,
exactly.
That's indirect. I mean, the state agencies are supposed to be representing the people. But our job is not to make policy, but to simply to try to find a way, both procedurally and I guess substantively also, to implement what the policy is.
My point, Mr. Chairman,
that's been made by you and implemented by the agencies.
My point, Mr. Chairman, in asking this question is I perceive the Department of Law making sure that the state agencies prevail in the regulations that they are proposing. This is my point. That's why I asked the question.
Thank you again. I do have one more question, because I feel that we need to have an understanding of a statement that was made earlier. I'd like to ask Mr. Woody Yantz, could you please come up, please? Woody, there was a statement made earlier to one-stop shopping for permits and all. Have we upgraded that? Because that's been around for some time, and I thought that we pretty well had some things centralized.
One-stop shopping in the sense of going to one office and securing all authorizations does not exist in this state nor in any other state that I know of. Under 4635, the Department of Environmental Conservation is charged with establishing the Permit Information Center. And through that center, we now, in essence, have provided one-stop shopping for the dissemination of information. And we've carried the letter of the law a step further to include all federal agencies as well as state and local agencies. The service we provide through the offices of that center is to advise a developer, a member of the public, a member of agency legislators. The agency that may have jurisdiction over some activity for a project, the permits that may be required of that agency or by that agency, and I have to emphasize the may, because we can't speak for the agency, that's their professional responsibility, but we can be advisory to the developer. And then lastly, we'll provide the name of an individual, at least the office of contact, for that developer to seek technical assistance in designing the project and securing the permits. One of the products that we have evolved is the Directory of Permits. You asked about that earlier. Another product we put out is a listing of the permits for major products. So if you have a, keep it simple, something like a breakwater, we have kept notes on our work, so that list is now available, simply listing all of the agencies, the permits they require, and a one-sentence statement describing it. So that if you came to my office and said, I want to build a breakwater out here in the Anchorage port, what do I need? I could give you that list and say, Terry, here's all of them that we've identified you might need. Please describe how you're going to do it, and we can perhaps zero in a little bit more specifically, and then you can go contact the agencies. If you're window shopping, say, I want to come up to Alaska and put in a development and make a buck, I can't help you. If you come to me and say, I want to do this project at that location, and here's tentatively how I want to go about it, then the permit centers can zero in pretty quickly. In that sense, we have provided one-stop shopping for all federal, state, and local permits. I won't guarantee that we're 100% accurate, because we learn more every day. I picked up a comment here today I've got to go back and learn about. But I think we've come closer than anybody else has to the degree that states around the country, Western Governors Conference and others, have been contacting us for input and guidance on how to do it. The other thing we're doing, if I can go a step further, is try to emphasize pre-application conferences to get the agencies together at the onset of a project. When a developer first comes to us and says, what do we need? We not only give them the list, but say, if it would be helpful to you, we will convene a meeting of all the agency representatives, not as a judgmental meeting, but as a fact-finding thing that you might learn what requirements they would impose on you. For the plaster miners, the oil industry, they know the insides and outs of the agencies better than we do, certainly better than I do. So it might not be real helpful to those guys. They're the pros. But to the new guy coming in, a lot of your commercial ventures, the smaller industry, the mining that is coming in, I'm talking about Narend and Borax and some of these guys now, and there'll be more up north, they're trying to figure out the system, and we've had a lot of calls on them. Seafood processing, we've had a lot of calls. Energy development, a lot of calls. Those were the recent ones, and if we can do the pre-application conference, we will. There is a provision for master applications, but it really has never been used. The couple dozen that started that paperwork system have all dropped out once they found out what permits were needed. So it seems to be, help us define the starting line, and that we can do, and in that sense we have one-stop shopping. And there's pretty good cooperation, coordination among all the agencies in that effort.
What about the average Joe citizen, like we heard about the driveways and your home and all? Somebody comes in Anchorage, they get a house they want to work on. I know you, and only because I know you, I have your permit, and I have to look it up to see where to go to visit you. But that took some time to do, to initiate it. How could average Joe know? Is it in the phone book? I see TV advertisements once in a while, but I turn that off and switch to the next station. But when I think of a permit, suddenly I went, go to do my driveway. Someone said, hey, you better get a permit. Where do I begin?
It is in the phone books.
It is?
Under the state of Alaska, the agency listings, it's within the section. And the Anchorage phone book, I think, is also listed as one of the frequently called numbers.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because Alaska precedes Anchorage, we get an awful lot of the municipal calls and have to refer them to the municipal permit center. And they do have their own center, not only for information, but permit issuance. And we will work very closely with an outfit like that. So if you call in and said, I want to put in this driveway and provide for drainage for agriculture or irrigation or put a road in to tie into the highway, we'll try and steer you in the direction of the agency's jurisdiction.
Yes. And usually the average citizen, if somehow ever they get the word to look under the state of Alaska.
As far as I'm concerned, the average citizen putting a driveway into his property is just as much a developer as Aoga here.
Yeah.
We'll treat with you all equally. You're asking a legitimate question, who to contact and what requirements you have to comply with.
Okay.
We'll try and answer it just as objectively. If it's a biggie, we might need a day or two to call around and do the research so we can give you an honest answer or a complete answer. We'll give you the same quality.
Thank you.
Sir?
Dick? I like the idea of one-stop shopping for all this stuff. I just like it to be a mom-pop store instead of a supermarket.
We got a clean house on our laws, and we spoke that earlier. The other thing we could do, though, is be a little bit more innovative in how we do this. I'll speak off the cuff now, but let's go back to NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires the EIS. And let's use something like that, or these plans of operations everybody puts together, as the trigger for the review process. Let's use that as a master application. And rather than cracking up separate documents and starting the process incrementally at several points in time, perhaps we ought to be more innovative and do a little bit of house cleaning and laws and then focus on that. That starts evolving the whole regulatory process a few steps further than it is now. But there's no reason why developers, agencies, and legislatures couldn't start using something like that, which is a tool. It needs development and refinement. But as long as we're doing EISs, plans of operation, let that be the starting point. There you go, Jim.
Thank you very much, Woody. Appreciate your suggestion. If there's nothing else, gentlemen and ladies, we'll close the meeting, and next opportunity you have is with Representative Randolph, who I'll let speak right now.
Yes, just for the committee's information, there'll be a rate review committee meeting here tomorrow.